Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. This is a private market research firm, and we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. We would like to get your opinions and your answers will remain confidential. May I know if are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
Nope.
Okay, thank you so much for that. At the same time, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say that you're going to definitely vote? You're going to be likely to vote?
We'll vote.
Okay, thank you. And may I know what's your age?
40.
Thank you so much for that. Also, generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Definitely wrong track.
Thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about the proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. This indicates how will you vote in it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trail Mileage. And the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil or 65 cents per $1,000 of taxable value for a period of 14 years, to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
If it's for, like, hiking trails, yes. Bike lanes and stuff, no.
Yeah, it is just trails as far as I can see. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Yes.
Definitely or probably, I'm sorry.
Probably.
Thank you. Since a lot of language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintaining existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Now on this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
And would you say that you would definitely vote yes or probably vote yes?
Yes, as long as it was for, like, hiking trails and things of that nature, yes.
Okay, and I'm sorry, but would you definitely vote yes or probably vote yes?
Probably.
Thank you so much for that. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
And would you definitely vote yes or probably vote yes?
Probably.
Thank you. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years remaining existing trails and planning constructing trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I will read you some statements and you tell me, okay? I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Or would you say that you prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year? But also, if you will say that you're fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year, or would you say that you oppose this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and planning for new trails?
I'd be fine with any of them, but 90 or 100 is good.
Okay, so would you say that you will go with the $105 per year or the $90 per year?
The $105.
Okay, great. From the following list, which issue should your local elected official in Grand Traverse County focus on the most to help you and your family? I will read the choices, okay, and you tell me which is the one. Would you say that it is controlling growth and development, reducing traffic and congestion, improving public education and local schools, fighting crime and drugs, and improving public safety, making housing more affordable, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting water quality and water supply, holding in line on property taxes and reducing government spending, or protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats? Which issues should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on the most?
I would have to say, for me, the wildlife and native habitat, followed by inflation.
Okay, so you need to decide on one of those. Which is going to be the one?
Native wildlife habitat.
Okay, you will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. The first one is your city or township government. Would you say that you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion about them?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, and what about the Grand Traverse County government?
Unfavorable.
Thank you. And would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. And what about the Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails?
Favorable.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And would that be somewhat favorable or very unfavorable?
Nope, somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you so much. We're moving on. And do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
In terms of development, they can't keep up with the population, so too slowly.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And if approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or you do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
No, they're doing a good job with the trail system.
Okay, would you say that you definitely trust them, probably trust them?
Yeah.
Definitely or probably trust them?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of the following ways to spend this money. The first one would be to plan and construct new trails. Would you approve or disapprove that?
Approve.
And would you say you strongly or somewhat approve it?
Strongly.
And what about to promote health and wellness?
Strongly approve.
Also to protect open space from residential and commercial development.
Strongly approve.
to promote local economic development.
Strongly approve.
To promote recreational opportunities.
Strongly approve.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Strongly approve.
To provide trails of walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Strongly approve.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Strongly approve.
To maintain existing trails.
Strongly approve.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much for that. Now, if forced to choose which of the following is more important to you, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained, or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County?
Maintaining what's already there.
Okay, thank you. You will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and planning constructing trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can also indicate as well, okay? The first one is, a citizens' oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision-making and ensures the funds are administered for their intended purposes. Would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, dude. Then I have, there will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public.
Somewhat more likely.
And then we have, there will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
Sorry, what?
There will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
More likely.
Much more likely?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And the funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Much more likely.
Thank you so much for that. And now, you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and planning constructing trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote. Yes, in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one is, this proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunity to enjoy the outdoors. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing for you?
The statements won't really matter. I'd just read the bill.
So would you say that it makes no difference?
None of the statements are going to make a difference.
Okay, I will still need to read them and you indicate, okay? So this proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we did. How convincing is this for you, or it makes no difference?
No difference.
Okay. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats and rivers, lakes and streams. How convincing is this for you, or it makes no difference?
No difference.
And then we have $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain an upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. How convincing is this, or it makes no difference?
No difference.
And then we have trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. How convincing would this be, or would it make no difference?
No difference.
And then we have Grand Traverse County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and efforts to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. How convincing would this be, or would it make no difference?
No difference.
Okay, and then we have this proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. How convincing
no
is
difference.
This? Okay. And then we have Boardman Lake Loop Trail and the TART Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections with these trails and many other destinations in this county. How convincing is this, or will it make the difference?
No difference.
Okay, and then we have this proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all of us. I'm sorry. That would be, how convincing would this be, or would it make the difference?
No difference.
And then we have, in today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails an outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle. Would it have a difference?
No difference.
Okay. Thank you. And then this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
No difference.
Would it make a difference? Okay, thank you. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and planning constructive trails in Grand Traverse County. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Probably yes.
Okay, thank you. And you said that you will probably yes because I just would like to say, yeah, and would you say you're definitely putting a probably yes, right? You say
yep.
Okay, now you will be giving some statements against this proposal. The main existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. So the first proposal is, this proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. How is this for you? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or
no,
not
statement,
at all convincing?
Marketing, statements and marketing stuff don't make any difference to me.
Okay.
Like none
so
of the statements. It's going to be no difference on every statement.
Okay, I just will read the statements again, okay?
No, I don't want to sit through the statements. Have a nice night.
Well, we are almost done with this, sir. We're at the 70% of the survey at this moment, and I would really appreciate we try to finish it so we can save everything, right? So if you're saying that the statements are making no difference for you, I just will go ahead and read them, and I will get the no difference into them, okay? So then
okay.
The can be saved. So these are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. So is this any convincing or not different?
No difference. Cross the board.
There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. That would be no difference as well, right?
Yep.
This proposal will give millions more tax with your daughters to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects. No difference, right?
Yep.
With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Would it make a difference?
Nope.
This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. No difference, right?
Nope.
And then we have, this proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much work, too much growth. Would that be a difference?
Nope.
Thank you so much for that. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
It'd be probably yes.
Okay, so then you're saying that, yeah, probably you will be in favor. Now, you will be giving a statement to completing your own work. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
I don't know because I haven't got to read the proposal. I would have to just read the proposal and go from there. But anything that's maintaining trails is good.
I would need to read... So basically what you need is to pay closer attention to the proposal and from then on, but still you think the trails are good, right?
Yep.
And before we finish, we will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Mileage Renewal. And the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved $1 million for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement mileage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal mileage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, I would vote yes.
And would you definitely vote yes or just probably
yes,
vote
yes? Definitely yes.
Thank you. I am now going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may vote today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, sir?
Sorry, what?
Yeah, regardless of how you may vote today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election?
2020 was Biden.
Okay, thank you. With which political party are you affiliated?
Independent.
Thank you so much for that. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Social, liberal, economic, conservative.
Okay, and would you say that you... consider yourself like very liberal, somewhat liberal, or somewhat conservative, very conservative, or moderate in this case, generally?
Moderate.
Okay, thank you so much for that. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
High school, 12.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
Own.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household?
Two, yes.
Thank you. What is your main racial background?
White.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation, sir. I really appreciate your time. Bye-bye.
No worries. You have a nice night.
You too.